So I love sports. I played sports my whole life growing up, played all sorts of things. Soccer was my main sport. And I'm a firm believer in the formative value of playing sports. You learn so many lessons in the sporting world by practicing and so forth. You learn sportsmanship, you learn dedication, you learn hard work, you learn how to be on time. All of these great lessons are learned through sports. But one lesson that I learned growing up that you might not think of right away when you think of sports is the importance of going to Mass every single weekend. And here's what I mean by that. Like I said, I played soccer. We traveled around to tournaments all over the place. We were gone on weekends. We had weird game schedules where games would be during Mass time on Sunday, all of that kind of stuff. But my parents always made Mass a priority, no matter where we were. And this was before the age of having the internet on your cell phone, where you could just go to masstimes.org, and it'll give you the five closest parishes and all of their Mass times. This was before all of that. We had to go to the receptionist at the hotel lobby, ask them where the nearest church was, ask them if they knew what the Mass times were. And we did all of that so that we could make it to Mass. And we would go to Mass, even if it was during a game time, if we had to be late for a game, even if we had to miss a game. We would go to Mass because of how important going to Mass is. And it instilled this in me from a very young age. You don't miss Mass. There are very few reasons, in other words, why a person should miss Mass. Some of those reasons might be something like a serious illness or a serious injury, or if you're taking care of somebody with a serious illness. Or possibly there could be work schedules sometimes that might not allow going to Mass. But beyond that, really, there are very few reasons why we should ever miss Mass on a Sunday or a holy day. And so as I was preparing for this homily today, I consulted Old Faithful here, my trusty catechism of the Catholic Church, and I came across the section that talks about the precepts of the Catholic Church. And so I realized that perhaps there are some of you out there who may not have heard of this before. But the Church offers us five precepts, in other words, five requirements placed on us in order for us to be good practicing Catholics. And so I'll just read these to you. The first one says, "You shall attend Mass on Sundays and on holy days of obligation and rest from servile labor." Okay, so the Church expects us to make it to Mass every single weekend and on every holy day, unless there is a grave reason not to be there. The second precept, "You shall confess your sins at least once a year." Okay, so the Church expects us to go to confession at least once a year. The third precept, "You shall receive the sacrament of the Eucharist at least during the Easter season." Okay, so this is a pretty easy one for most of us, I think. The fourth precept, "You shall observe the days of fasting and abstinence established by the Church." So we all recognize Advent and Lent of times of fasting and penance. We all know that we're not supposed to eat meat on Fridays during Lent. But did you know that the Church designates every Friday as a day of abstinence? We're supposed to give up something every single Friday. The Church recommends meat, but outside of Lent, we're required to give up at least something, at least some food. It could be meat, it could be some other food, but we're required to do that. And then the fifth precept, "You shall provide for the needs of the Church." And we do this with our time, with our volunteering, and with the money that you give in the collection on Sunday. And so again, remember that these are not Father Ganella saying this. This is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. This is the official teaching that the Church gives to us. But back to Mass, back to the importance of going to Mass every single weekend. It is one of the precepts. The Church asks this of us. And so we have to recognize what's happening every time we go to Mass. Basically, every single Catholic church that you walk into in the whole world is going to have a crucifix somewhere in the sanctuary. And of course, there will also be an altar in the sanctuary. This is because the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that sacrifice on the cross, is really, truly made present to us at every single Mass. It's not as if we're re-sacrificing Jesus, and we're not just here to participate in like a representation of the sacrifice. No, we are transported back to that very moment by which Jesus saves us on the cross. That sacrifice is made present to us, and we are here to receive it. We are here to receive that salvation, that saving grace that Jesus has for us. And what do we receive here at Mass? Of course, the Eucharist. The Eucharist, which is the body, the blood, the soul, and the divinity of Jesus Christ. It is the source and summit of the Christian life. It is that which sustains us throughout the rest of our life to help us be those disciples that we are called to be. And what does Mass do for us? I just gave it away. It strengthens us so that we can do those things that God calls us to do. So that we can be that light in the darkness in our world today. We know, brothers and sisters, that there is so much darkness in our world. We are called to be that light. But we cannot do it if we are not strengthened by Jesus. If we are not strengthened by the sacraments. If we are not strengthened by prayer. And today, in our readings, in our first reading, and in our gospel especially, we're presented with a very strong challenge from God. Go back to the first reading. God's talking to his prophet Ezekiel. He says, "Hey, Ezekiel, you're my prophet. There are lots of people out there doing bad things. They're sinning. They're going to die because of their sins. If you don't say something to them and they die because of their sins, I'm holding you responsible as well. But if you go talk to them, if you go preach the truth to them, and they still decide to sin, then you're off the hook. Then you have saved yourself." And Jesus talks about the same thing here. If your brother sins, go and bring him back. This is what we're called to do, brothers and sisters. We don't sit idly by as the people around us are doing bad things. So the question becomes, are you prepared to do this in your life? Are you prepared to stand up for what the church teaches? Are you prepared to call sinners back to the path of righteousness? Because as I said, there are so many bad things happening in our world. And these are things that are objectively bad, always bad in every circumstance. And I'm talking about things like lying, like stealing, like taking the Lord's name in vain, like abortion, like euthanasia, like contraception, like gay marriage. These things are bad in themselves, and we are meant to call those people back. As holders of the truth, we preach the truth and bring others to the truth as well. So, do you stand up to your peers on these things? Do you vote according to the mind of the church on these things? If your excuse is, "Well, gosh, I just don't know what the church teaches. I wouldn't know how to give an argument about that." Okay, that's fine. Recognize that that's where you are, and then find the answers. Ask a priest. Go online and find the resources. Read the books that have these answers in them. Because, brothers and sisters, the answers, the explanations, the arguments, they are out there. I promise you that. Go and find them. If your excuse is, "Well, gosh, in those moments, I just don't feel strong enough. I don't have the courage to stand up for what's right." Okay, fine. Recognize that that's where you are. And then pray to Jesus for that courage. Pray for that fortitude. Pray for that strength that you need to be the light that Jesus calls all of us to be. As holders of the truth, we are called to bring others to the truth as well. And sometimes we can get to this place where we think to ourselves, "Okay, well, I believe this. I recognize that it's good. but I wouldn't want to impose my beliefs on other people. That's baloney. That's a lie. Don't believe that. We are called, just as the first reading says, just as the gospel says today, to call our brothers back from sinful ways, to call them back to the path of righteousness. Again, we are called to be that light in the darkness. So brothers and sisters, strengthen yourself through prayer. Strengthen yourself through Mass and through the other sacraments. Strengthen yourself by living out those precepts of the Catholic Church. Receive that grace that you need from Jesus Christ to be the person that He's calling you to be, so that when your time comes for judgment, you can go forth to your Savior with a clear conscience and receive the reward that He has ready for you.